With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. At a news conference, he tells WATN-TV that this is a generational chance to make Memphis safe.
The story of crime in Memphis is about to be a story of the past, and that's what we need it to be. That's what this effort is about.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says crime needs to be a part of Memphis' past and not its future.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
Defense ministers from several European and Eastern European countries are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the seven frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia, we have added Ukraine, that was of course fully associated giving their experience, and of course Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Dangerous tropical weather brewing last night in the Atlantic Ocean with Humberto intensifying into a powerful Category 4 hurricane and a system forecasters dubbed potential Tropical Cyclone 9 striking the Caribbean and taking aim at the southern part of the United States. Hurricane Humberto had maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour last night and was located about 390 miles northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adam-Sistic of University of New York. Young American women in conservative Protestant churches are about half as likely to terminate their pregnancies. This is SRN News. North Korea's nuclear facilities are making headlines again.
A top South Korean official has said on Thursday that North Korea is operating a total of four uranium enrichment facilities. The discovery adds to outside assessments that it has multiple covert atomic plants along the widely known site near the capital of Pyongyang. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, has called for a rapid expansion of his country's nuclear weapons program. The South's unification minister, Chung Dong-young, said uranium enrichment centrifuges at the four facilities are running every day and stressed the urgency to stop the North's nuclear program. I'm Karen Shamas.
Federal health officials are warning consumers not to eat certain pasta meals sold at Walmart and Trader Joe's nationwide. Marketside linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce sold at Walmart, and Trader Joe's Cajun-style blackened chicken breast fettuccine Alfredo may be contaminated with listeria, previously linked to deadly outbreaks. More details at srnnews.com.